invest in.
WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. What role should the Black Church play in influencing the greater society? There are, of course, a lot of opinions about that question. Well, a new study by the Howard University School of Divinity attempts to address this issue. It's titled Equipping the Saints, Promising Practices in Black Congregational Life. Well, we're talking about it tonight, and my guests are Dr. Alton Pollard III. He is the dean of the Howard University School of Divinity, and Dr. Velma Love. She is the project director for the study. Lines are open. I want to hear your thoughts about the role of the Black Church, the modern Black Church in the greater society, at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Doctors, thank you so much for joining me on this program. Let me first start with Dr. Love. Dr. Love, what was the genesis, if I may, of this study? Why do it?
I can't hear the question clearly. Could you repeat that, please?
I said, what was the beginning? What sparked an interest in this particular issue, the role of the Black Church in that greater community?
Well, my interest in particular in reference to this study is the fact that the study was designed not only to gather data, but to be relevant to the congregation and to the community. So it was the action aspect of this project. The way Dean Pollard, who is the principal investigator, designed the project to go into communities and to listen to the voice of the people, then to bring that information back and present it to a larger audience, which will be our upcoming conference in October 14th through 16th at Howard University School of Divinity.
And
so
I do want to talk
about aspect of application that appealed to me.
And I do want to get to that conference in just a bit, but you know, from the activity itself, Dean Pollard, explain to me how you did the study and specifically what you were looking for.
Well, my own background is sociology. I'm a sociologist of religion by preparation, if you will. And my experience over the years has been that too many studies that concern the African-American community have focused on telling the African-American community what's wrong with it, mm-hmm. rather than inviting the community, our neighborhoods, our civic organizations, our churches, to talk about how they understand the issues that confront them in a society that continues to oftentimes be derogatory toward them.
Mm-hmm. How was the study conducted? What did you do?
Well, we convened a group of scholars. We have four faculty from the School of Divinity. We have another approximately 8 to 10 PhD recent graduates or PhD dissertation level folk across the country who are engaged in the work, and they have done the groundwork across cities, urban, rural, suburban contexts, talking to folk in churches and in their local communities about what are some of the practices that are going on in these places that are heavily African American, and they are trying to deal with all of the debilitating factors that are around them.
Where did you go?
We went to Detroit, and mm-hmm. of course we know that Detroit is very much an inner-city context that has lost tremendous economic value and impact. We went to Atlanta. Atlanta, with its heavily suburban and mega-church kind of communities, the Black Mecca, if you will. We went to right here in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where we wanted churches that are talking about what is going on in our communities in the shadow of the nation's capital. We went to Tuskegee, Alabama, to Macon County, where an entire black belt is talking about the issues that are affecting them. Because so oftentimes in the rural context, people are forgotten about. Mm-hmm. We wanted to be sure that we focused on all aspects of African America, not just the ones that people usually think about.
Dr. Love, from your perspective, how do you believe the role of the black church has changed in the greater society, the black community, and the community even outside of the African American community?
I'm not sure that I would say the role of the church has changed significantly. I think it has always been a place for people to receive nurture, to receive spiritual food that will inspire them, a place for people to receive information, and a place where the imagination is sparked for change. So I think that it's imperative that the church keep the antenna up to hear what the people are saying, to hear what the issues are, and always strive to be relevant in that way. But the role of serving as this gathering place, and in the gathering, the experience of community itself does something. It lifts people up. It inspires people. It gives them some sense of hope, some way of coping and dealing with whatever the pressing issues are of the time. So in that sense, I think the role of the church continues to be what it has been.
Continues, but it's interesting you say that continues. But while the role of the church obviously continues to be what it has been, the greater society certainly has changed.
Yes.
And you know, did you find, Dean, that some churches are able to change with the greater society while others may be lacking?
I think you've hit it exactly. That's yes. Dr. Love?
I think we always find some element of resistance to change, because change demands something. It requires something. I'm reminded just recently of a conversation I had with a colleague talking about the story that we all know in terms of the butterfly, of the caterpillar becoming a butterfly. But the important thing that this person emphasized, who happened to be a biologist, is that these imaginal cells went out. But the imaginal cells meet with resistance because there is that kind of war between staying as one is and becoming what one could be. So I think churches also face that. So that imagination sometimes wins out and sometimes not.
I need to take a break, but before I go to a break, we do have some breaking news out of Charlottesville, Virginia. Charlottesville, Virginia police have announced that the suspect in the abduction of University of Virginia sophomore Hannah Graham is now in custody. He has been arrested. 32-year-old suspect Jesse Matthew has been arrested in police custody. This just announced minutes ago. We will continue to keep you updated on that situation. And as far as this program is concerned, we will be back to take your phone calls. Lines are open. The Black Church and its role in the greater society, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the role of the black church and what should that role be as it relates to the greater society. We are discussing a new study by the Howard University School of Divinity attempting to address that issue. My guests are Dean Dr. Alton Parler III. He is the Dean of the Howard University School of Divinity, and Dr. Velma Love, Project Director for the study. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202 402-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Before I go to the phone lines, Dr. Love, briefly explain to me about the conference coming up that's really going to drill down into the findings of this study next month.
Yes, the conference is October 14th through 16th at Howard University School of Divinity on our campus at 1400 Shepherd Street Northeast. We will have two keynote addresses. We'll have five workshops that are repeated day one and day two. And these workshops actually provide an opportunity for our participants to sit face-to-face with the researchers and with some representatives from the congregations that participated in the study, and to answer questions, to actually address, hear descriptions of the practices that are being highlighted, the case studies that are being presented in our congregational resource guide. The guide will be released at the conference. The registration includes a copy of this resource guide. So it's an excellent tool with tips for practice and application. We are encouraging everyone to attend. The early bird registration is $75, and you have until October 5th to get in on that.
Well, Dr. Love, I want to make sure that I share with everyone how they can find more information, and you can find that online at blackcongregations.org. That's blackcongregations.org. Let me go to the phone lines quickly. Ushe calling from Baltimore. Ushe, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, people.
Hey.
I do agree. I think the church does have to assume a greater role. You mentioned in the larger society, but I think it's a two-stage approach. You know, over the last 50 years, most of the black socializing institutions have become pretty much inept. They really haven't been effective, and the church is the only one with the resources and the reach, you know, to help socialize us as a better people. And as we become a better people, we then can believe the greater society in a follow me as opposed to do as I say, not what I do kind of mindset. So the church is pretty much the only resource that we've got that stands a chance of being effective in reaching both us and the black community. And as a result, we can begin to influence the larger community to take a better moral stance and a better human stance in terms of how we address issues.
Interesting. Ushe, thank you so much. I'm going to allow Dean Pollard to address that after the break. But I want to remind you all that, again, if you want more information about the conference, it's coming up next month. You can find it online, blackcongregations.org. It should be really, really fascinating because it's going to be talking about, obviously, not just, you know, faith and the organization of congregations and the like, but, again, the role that they play in society. I think it'll be a great intellectual exercise. If you are on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This conversation continues. Of course, Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this on Sirius XM in just a few seconds.